Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Tells you to do. This is the modern day leftist libtard. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're in the second hour. Before I get into this other news coming out of the Biden camp, I want to show you what's been going on in Portland, Oregon, completely ignored by the mainstream media and the Democrat Party. How convenient for them. First, let's go to clip 9, where in the beginning hours of the evening last night, Portland Antifa showed up at a federal courthouse. This is the beginning of the evening. We'll show you the developments with more video, but let's take a look at what the left wing was doing in Portland, Oregon last night in clip 9.
Don't touch me again. I ain't touched that one door. Don't touch me.
Take that governor
paycheck. Touch me.
It's outside a courthouse in Portland. You hear the sound going out.
That's him, Ben. Yeah.
See, now, this guy going outside, this goon's ass. I don't understand.
Pull it. Pull it. Do it. You don't scare me. You don't scare me, bitch.
Yeah, they're not scared because the Democrats have told them, we're going to let you do terrorists.
That will not hold.
That is not going to hold.
Why are these people behaving like
this? Do it.
Hey, look, I'll give the left-wing credit. They're violent revolutionaries. I mean, they're violent revolutionaries. Trump supporters are not. Now, here they are spraying. Who knows what that is inside the building? That's a felony. Destruction of federal property. No arrest made. So that's at the beginning of the night. So this is how they're behaving at the beginning of the night while the sun is still out. This is just them getting warmed up. And look at how law enforcement does nothing. How are these individuals not arrested? That's incredible. Well, it didn't stop there. They came back later in the evening to the same federal courthouse and tried to burn it to the ground while people were still inside. Check out clip 10. So Antifa lights a fire on the courthouse there that you just saw them at. And now they've lit the building on fire. This is a mostly peaceful protest, by the way. And arrests are not being made, folks. And the reason is because if they get arrested, the charges get dropped and they get released from jail immediately. I'm going to have a guest on that, a lawyer who's dealing with this directly on the War Room next week. We've got him scheduled. I won't say too much right now, but let's just say we've got some inside information on what's going on there. So the reason why Antifa is out of control in Portland, because they know they won't get arrested, and they know even if they do, their charges will be dropped. So here's after the Portland Antifa tried to burn a building down with federal officers inside, here's what it looked like on the streets afterward in clip 12. So where's the war zone again? It's not in D.C., folks. There's no activity in D.C. This is in Portland, Oregon last night. So radical left-wing terrorists and Democrat Party surrogates rioting every night in Portland, trying to burn buildings to the ground, and the mainstream media doesn't cover it. The mainstream media doesn't mention it. The Democrat Party has no problem with it. They refuse to send law enforcement. They don't build walls. They don't put up barriers. They don't put up barbed wire fences. They're not allowed to make arrests. But if you step foot sideways in Washington, D.C., the entire National Guard will come down on you because that's what Nancy Pelosi wants. She actually wanted them to shoot you down with a machine gun turret on every corner, but they didn't get that. They may yet, though. And so while all this is going on, the National Guard is saying we should not be in D.C. We're not needed here. We're costing the taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars. Please relieve us of this duty in D.C. Let's take down these walls. There's no threat here. And the Democrats say, nope, you have to stay here. And then the new Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, says you're going to be staying here till at least May with thousands of troops on guard 24-7 and the fences stay up. But they ignore the Democrat violence in Portland. How convenient.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Don't expect the Democrat tyranny to end anytime soon. Don't expect the Democrat terrorism to end anytime soon. They are fully endorsing both of these activities, whether it's big pharmaceutical tyranny or just telling you you can't go to church or school or open your business. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands a month are pouring in over the southern border and being put in small facilities, elbow to elbow, back to back, and testing positive for COVID. By the way, it was just those that volunteer, just out of those that volunteer for COVID, about 5% were testing positive. And that's so that's the math of the overall number. So I'm sorry, I'm not even saying that right. It's not even 5% of the overall number, or it is 5% of the overall number, but it's not even. We don't know what the actual percentage is because they just volunteer to get tested for COVID. So not everybody's getting tested for COVID. Now, again, you can test everybody in the nation for COVID or the flu or herpes or God knows what else. And 50%, 60%, 70% of the nation may have it. Doesn't matter. We stop being free. Doesn't matter. We lock ourselves down. Humans have been here for thousands, millions, who knows how many years. But now a virus controls us. See, no, the media is the virus. The politicians are the virus. Anthony Fauci is the virus. Bill Gates is the virus. That's why they want to say that you're the virus or that you have a virus, because they know they are the virus. So it shows how everything that they tell us is a lie. Everything they tell us is a lie. And what's even sadder, we expect them to lie. But what's even more depressing is that Americans fall for the big lie, but then are willing to give up all of their freedoms because of the big lie. That's what really hurts. That's what's going to hurt. So it just goes to show you. So you don't get a wall at the southern border. You don't get National Guard in Portland where there's real crises happening. It gets ignored by the media, ignored by the politicians. But they're going to make sure that wall in D.C. is never coming down, even though I did see a video of them taking the barbed wire off the fence. So that's nice. They didn't want it to look like a total third world hellhole yet. You know, the dystopic look of the barbed wire fence, I guess, was a little too much for Nancy Pelosi, even though she wanted the machine gun turrets on every corner. And if Lloyd Austin would have been the Secretary of Defense at the time, and Mal Biden would have been in the White House at the time, maybe they would have gotten it. But the White House says there's no crisis at the border, as you have hundreds of thousands pouring in a month, costing us hundreds of millions of dollars, filling our prison systems, filling these facilities, overwhelming Border Patrol, bringing in drugs, sex trafficking, human trafficking. And again, that's not a story, though. That's not even happening, they say. Because if they admit it's happening, it shows how much of a fraud every one of their policies is, specifically when it comes to COVID, when they're entering the country with COVID and then being released into the general population. In fact, I think it was Brownsville. Guys, look it up. So, once again, hundreds, thousands of illegals pour in. They don't have room at the facilities. So you, the American taxpayer, pay for them to get on Greyhound buses or pay for them to get on flights to be redistributed. They're redistributing your wealth. They're redistributing the human population of Earth all into America. And so Brownsville is like, well, wait a second. This is ridiculous. You're dropping off all of these illegal migrants here, busloads of them, and they're not even being tested for COVID. So then they're saying, hey, we'd like to test you for COVID. About half the people volunteer. Turns out 100 test positive. And then what happens? They get released into the population. Now, again, I don't care. I don't care about COVID. It's the flu. It's the cold. It's been rebranded so they can sell you a vaccine. It's been hopped up in a lab to see how quickly they can spread a virus in a bioweapons test. So it's not even about the COVID, but it is about the COVID because it shows their fraud. So you can't be free because of COVID, but they can have a wide open border policy and ignore all the COVID positive people coming in. Even though it's the deadliest thing, it's the biggest thing ever, you have to be a slave because of COVID. Oh, and they're also putting kids in cages. And at this rate, it's already reached this, but I mean, how many months in a row does it have to happen? 100,000 on record. This is just on record. Oh, and by the way, there's portions. So Trump building the wall. There's portions of the wall that have like 20-foot gaps that were still in process of construction. There's like three or four portions that were like 2-3 days away from completion in major areas where there's people coming across the border. Like 20-foot gaps, Biden got in office and canceled the construction. What the hell is that? 2 or 3 more days, the contracts have already been written, and he stops construction of the walls so there can be 20 to 30-foot gaps in all these different places where there's heavy immigration, illegal immigration happening. And then news crews go down there because they hear about it. They're like, hey, we heard there's these gaps in the wall. Biden shut down the construction. 2 or 3 days, it would have been finished. They would have closed those gaps. And they get down there. They don't even have time to set up their cameras, so they have to pull out a phone. They don't even have time to set up their cameras because as soon as they get on the ground, there's already illegal immigrants crossing in. And they don't even have time to set up a camera. They just have to whip out their phone to record it. This is Biden's policy. Biden's policy spreads COVID. Biden's policy has a wide open border. And then when Jen Psaki is asked about it, she just laughs in Peter Ducey's face. And, you know, I would be in defense of Jen Psaki because they're obviously not telling her anything. But, you know, she could be honest about that and said she wants to be a pompous bitch. So screw her. Little sock puppet of the Biden administration. Yeah, there's just thousands. This is just one part where a coyote is floating them across the river. Hey, at least he puts a life vest on them. Cares more about them than the Biden administration, I guess. And then whoop, they get here and then they come in. And Border Patrol can do nothing about it because the Biden administration policy is let them go. Let them in. Let them free. So COVID pandemic for you, but not for thee. COVID pandemic for you, but they can pour into this country with COVID. We're doing everything to stop this virus. We need to get this virus under control. Then we can go back to normal as they let the virus spread intentionally. I've said it once. I'm going to say it till I'm blue in the face. No pun intended. A Democrat politician or a liberal Democrat on television is the biggest liar in world history. There is not a lie too big. There is not a lie these people won't tell. Even when they're caught in their lie, even when they're caught in their fraud, even when they're caught in their double standards and their hypocrisy, they never stop. These are committed liars. If the American people had the same commitment to fighting for freedom that the Democrats have to lying, we could actually save this country. Now, I'm going to get into the latest coming out of the Biden administration with some of these individuals. You're not even going to believe it. But ladies and gentlemen, remember, InfoWars leading the fight for truth and the awakening and renaissance here in the United States of America. The most banned network in the world, but we are still on air every day, 10 hours a day. Thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So remember that. Do not look back if they ever do finally shut the doors here. Believe me, they want to. Do not look back and say, man, I wish I would have supported InfoWars while I could. I wish I would have gotten the air filters while they were available, the water filters while they were available, the emergency food while it was available before it's too late. We have one day left right now on free shipping store-wide. You have $50 off ProPure water filters right now. We have 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, but selling out quickly. So take advantage of all of these deals at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, this is how we fund ourselves. This is what keeps us on air. Your support at InfoWarsStore.com and you spreading the links, telling your friends and family about us. And your prayers don't hurt either, ladies and gentlemen. We always appreciate your prayers. But hop on over to InfoWarsStore.com. Yeah, we got George Washington socks. There's all kinds of stuff that we have there that we just don't even talk about. The great supplements, hats, t-shirts, air filters, water filters, books, DVDs. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in studio for Alex today. I want to get into what's going on inside the Biden administration. And what they're doing to you, the American taxpayer. What you're paying for. Oh yeah, don't worry. That COVID stimulus bill is ripping you off. In ways that, I mean, they have to be laughing. The politicians have to be laughing that they just pulled this. This may be the biggest steal in world history. This may be the biggest theft in the history of humanity. What Congress just pulled off, a $2 trillion stimulus bill. And we'll get into some of the lies of that, but where your money will really be going. But first... Biden executive order forces taxpayers to cover cost of military transgender surgeries. There you go. Don't you feel good? You're no longer a bigot. Because of the executive order on enabling all qualified Americans to serve their country in uniform act. Don't you know that doesn't it feel good not to be a bigot? You're finally paying for people to have their balls chopped off and join the military. You must feel good about yourself. Pat yourself on the back, American. You are no longer a bigot. You're paying for transgender surgeries of the military. And they also say they want pregnant women on the front lines. Way to go, boys. Way to go. Of course, that's insane. They say, oh, pregnant women are going to be on the front lines of the military. Pregnant women are going to be blasting off into space. Is that a joke? Is that a joke? In fact, I would be willing to bet, I don't know this, I don't know if anybody... Could a woman that's pregnant with the baby inside her, could that baby even survive being blasted off into space? It was like hundreds of G's of force, the baby would be dead. But they're going to build spacesuits for pregnant women to go into space. Would probably kill their baby. They're going to have a little pouch under it too for when the baby falls out dead? Good God. But I feel proud as an American today. I'm paying for transgender surgeries. Thank God, I'm not a bigot anymore. You know, I was wondering why, and I get it now. I get why Trump did it now. I still don't support it. But I was wondering, why is Trump promoting himself as the person who got the vaccines? The vaccines are deadly. His supporters don't like the vaccines. They never did. We don't want the vaccine. Why is he touting this? Why is he promoting it? And I get it now. It's kind of an ego thing, but it's more of a just rubbing it in the liberals' faces. And it hit me as I'm seeing the liberals worship the vaccine. Now, whether they actually believe in the vaccine that much or it's all just a political statement, I'm not totally sure. Maybe it's a mixture of both. But the libs love the vaccine. I mean, they're promoting it. They're saying it saved me. I can finally see my grandma. I can finally see my daughter. I can finally hug somebody. Oh, my gosh. Yay. Thank God for the vaccine. Oh, my gosh. Oh. The vaccine freed us. The vaccine did it again. Thank God for the vaccine. I mean, they love their vaccine. They need the vaccine. You heard about it. I need it. I need you to take the vaccine. I need the vaccine. Oh. So they love the vaccine so much, and that's why Trump decided to claim it, to rub it in the liberals' face, because he sees them. He sees the liberals fawning over the vaccine, like getting weak at the knees. Like it was like Marilyn Monroe coming up to them with an offer. Oh, the vaccine. Oh, thank God for the vaccine. Oh. And so Trump just sees all this worship fest of the vaccine and says, hey, while you're bowing down to that vaccine, remember, you wouldn't have it if it wasn't for me. So that's really just Trump rubbing it in the liberals' face because he wants them to know. He's already living in their head rent-free. He doesn't need to do this. So, again, I don't agree with him doing it, but I understand why he did it. So he sees the left praising the vaccine, worshiping the vaccine, and he just reminds them, hey, while you're worshiping that vaccine, you better thank me. You better thank me. Of course, that'll never happen. But that's the story at the Gateway Pundit. Never seen a president in American history simultaneously executing a plan and denying its existence. Trump official rips Biden for disgusting lies about Trump vaccine and distribution plan. Yeah, remember when Biden came in, he said, when I got in, there was no vaccine. There was no plan. The guy had already had the vaccine and he's implementing Trump's warp speed plan. And he says there was no plan, there was no vaccine, as he's executing the plan and takes the vaccine. Now, does Biden know he's lying, or is he just so gone it's not even funny? How about this big lie? This is, I mean, wow. I'm telling you, man, look, people need to, it needs to be seared into your children's heads. Democrats are lying to you, period. A Democrat in Congress and a liberal on TV is lying to you, period. It needs to be accepted. It needs to be taught. It needs to become mainstream knowledge and information because it's the damn truth. How about this whopper from Chuck Schumer? Have you ever heard a bigger whopper of a lie? Chuck Schumer asked about the crisis at the border. Of course, you can't get an answer from the Biden administration from this. Jen Psaki laughs it off and Biden can't take questions. So Schumer says when he's asked, Schumer says that Joe Biden inherited a huge mess from Trump at the border. Have you ever seen a bigger liar in your life? How could you even possibly portray that statement as accurate? Since Biden got into office, border crossings are doubling and tripling. Now you tell me how that's Trump. And then you had the lady come out yesterday. This is incredible. The lady comes out yesterday and says, illegal border crossings were way down under Trump and now they're way up. But that's because we're providing hope and humanity and treating them humanely. No, it's because you promised them free stuff and invited them across the border. There's nothing humane about what you're doing. It's disgusting. You're complicit in the rape of women and children is what you are. You're complicit in human trafficking. You're complicit in drug trafficking. Maybe they're consciously involved in this. But for Chuck Schumer to say Biden inherited a mess from Trump at the border, again, I shouldn't have to spend any time explaining how that is an entirely inaccurate, false statement, and Schumer knows it. What a dirtbag Chuck Schumer is. What a total and complete dirtbag. By the way, speaking of the dirtbags, think about what you have so far from Biden's administration. You have a guy that likes to dress up as a girl and wants to genitally mutilate children, admitted it during the hearings. So that's one member of Biden's cabinet. Then you have the new attorney general who can't even answer questions. He seems like a real dumbass. Did you see his hearing? Do you believe border crossings are illegal? Well, I'm really not sure. Really? That's your new attorney general. Now you've got this individual, Vinita Gupta. Oh, also, they had to cancel Neera Tanden. So that didn't work out. Now you've got Vinita Gupta, who holds millions in stock in Enterprise accused of enabling Mexican cartels' heroin manufacturing. No, they have been caught. It's their ingredients used in the heroin that then gets smothered across the southern border that now Joe Biden is promoting and allowing to happen. And it's his appointee, Vinita Gupta, who is directly involved in it. You cannot make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. This is the Biden administration, a clown show, a joke, tyrannical, illegal, corrupt, destroying everything that...
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, how about blasting off asleep? It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Celebrate your own slavery. That's the average liberal today. Celebrating a mask mandate. Of course, if they have any linear logic thinking ability, they know that it's a false premise, and they know that they're engaged in totalitarianism, authoritarianism, and tyranny. But they like it because they like telling you what to do. That's really what this is all about. They would gladly chop off their own leg if that meant they got to chop off your leg, too. That's the kind of sick, sadistic people we're dealing with right now. They call themselves liberals. They're not. They're tyrants. They're authoritarians. They're totalitarians. They're brainwashed slaves. I'm beginning to wonder if they're even human. So Biden says you can't be free until you take the vaccine. Hopefully we all take the vaccine by July 4th and we can all be free again. Mayor Adler, a Democrat mayor of Austin, Texas, is fighting tooth and nail to make sure that Austinites have to still wear a mask. Is he doing anything about the spike in violent crime under his watch? Nah, he ignores that. Is he doing anything about the random fires that happen at homeless camps that he's allowed to take over the city? Nah, nothing on that. Oh, but when it comes to you being a free citizen, he hates that, and he's going to make you wear that mask. And all the little libtards here in Austin love it and worship him for it. Yeah, breathe in your own carbon dioxide. Breathe in your carbon dioxide that you claim is killing the planet, please. And they just love it. And they even say, the story came out in the Stanford Advocate, for some, wearing a mask is liberating. It's liberating because they don't like showing their face. They don't like seeing your face. It's liberating because they love knowing that they had something to do with dominating you. So they see you with that mask on, that makes them feel good. That makes them feel in control. And that's what they love, is to control you. The modern day liberal is a extreme authoritarian. And they can't even see it yet, which is the wildest part. And now they've passed a $2 trillion theft, $2 trillion steal, the biggest money heist in world history was just pulled off by our Congress. The biggest money heist. Guys, look up. What was the biggest cash steal or the biggest money heist of all time ever? I believe it was a Loomis Fargo, I believe. What was it? No. It's okay. I believe the biggest money heist of all time was a Loomis Fargo heist. It was like $17 million or something. But guys, see what the biggest money heist of all time is. Go down to number one. Let's see what the biggest money heist of all time is, because it's been broken. The biggest money heist of all time has been broken. These are some pretty big numbers we're getting here. So let's go. The Central Bank of Iraq robbery is $920 million stolen back in 2003 before the Iraq war started. Okay, so the biggest money heist in the history of the world, $920 million. The Democrats beat that by trillions. So they stole $2 trillion. And so that's obviously the biggest theft in American history as well. So congratulations. I want to congratulate the Democrat Party and Nancy Pelosi and the Republicans that went along with it, too. You guys should be congratulated. Congratulations. You have just completed the biggest money heist in the world, in world history. And really, it's $5 trillion. It's $5 trillion that they've stolen in the last 12 months. $5 trillion in stimulus that they, quote-unquote stimulus. $5 trillion money heist. Congratulations to our Congress. You are now the biggest thieves in the history of the world. Congratulations. No wonder why you have walls around the Congress. No wonder why you have walls around the Capitol. No wonder why you have the National Guard protecting you. You just stole $5 trillion. You are living every day in fear that your criminal activity will finally come back to bite you. And so that's why you have armed guards and walls protecting you at the Capitol, because you just stole $5 trillion and you gave it to your friends. You gave it to Bill Gates. You gave it to Illinois and California and New York, who shut down their economy and destroyed it and now are begging for handouts, and they just got it. The biggest theft, the biggest crime in world history, $5 trillion stolen by the United States Congress right in front of our eyes. And then they told us to thank them for it, too. Because it wasn't enough to rob us blind. They want to really rub our noses in it. And so they made us thank them for it, too. And so last night,
Biden announced how he's ending poverty with the stimulus bill. Yeah, right. It's not going to do anything. And then they said, again, this is all lies, by the way. This is all lies. Basic logic. You can figure this out. Biden says 85% of American households will get direct checks from the American Rescue Plan. How did he get that number? Nobody knows. He doesn't even know. Pulled it out of his ass. Oh, 85%, he says. Well, what's the actual number? So how can they, because they've never crunched these numbers, you couldn't even do it. It would take years. How would you be able to crunch the numbers where they're claiming if you made less than $75,000 in the year 2019, which, by the way, is before the pandemic even started, yes, showers money, ends poverty, is what all the mainstream media headlines are saying about this stimulus theft, this trillion-dollar theft, this putting a large debt on the future Americans, just destroying any future prosperity. But how are they going to do this math? They obviously never did it. When they say if you made less than $75,000 in 2019, then you qualify for the $1,400 stimulus check. Well, okay. So have they crunched those numbers? Do they know how many people made less than that? No, that would take years to do. So they never even did that. And since they didn't do that, how do they know the exact dollar amount of monies that needs to be doled out to these individuals that made less than $75,000? And then how would they be able to take that exact amount of money and put it into the stimulus bill if they don't even have it? Because they aren't going to do it. They never did do it. It was all a lie. Nobody crunched those numbers. Nobody went in and said, okay, here's the amount of people that didn't make $75,000, and here's how they're all going to be doled out their $1,400 checks. That never happened. It was another big lie. And so for Biden to say 85% of American households will get direct checks from the American Rescue Plan, that is a lie. That is a lie. And when are you going to get this check? That'll be interesting to find out. So I encourage you, do a little experiment if or when this money is ever doled out, and find out if 85% of households that you know got checks from the American Rescue Plan. But think about this. Forget about whether you're going to get that $1,400 check or not. You probably won't. Of the $5 trillion in theft, stimulus, $5 trillion in stimulus has been signed by our Congress in the last 12 months. So less than a year. $5 trillion. Now, if they gave direct cash payments to every American citizen, everybody listening to this broadcast and not listening to this broadcast, it's an American citizen, would receive $42,000. $42,000. That's how much they've stolen. That's how much debt they've put on everyone's head in the last year. $42,000. Now, did you get a dime of that? Are you even going to be lucky enough to get a $1,400 check from the government? Probably not. They could have given you $42,000 ahead, but it was never about you. It was always about them. So, once again, we congratulate the United States Congress. Guys, we need to contact whoever made that list of the biggest money heist of all time, and we need to tell them you're missing it. The United States Congress in the years 2020 and 2021 stole $5 trillion. Stole $5 trillion from future Americans to enrich themselves, and they didn't even share a dime of it.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are truly witnessing perhaps the most corrupt criminal cabal on an international planetary scale in human history. It's really incredible, isn't it? Now, these people will fall. They will lose eventually, but we may have to deal with their plans for us before that happens. But it's getting really bad when Biden, they have to put Biden in, the guy that can't think, the guy that can't talk. And then you have Pelosi, like, who's the real president. Pelosi's actually the one pulling the strings behind the scenes. Kamala's doing all the foreign diplomatic phone calls. Biden is just a puppet. He has no idea what's even going on. So it's really just incredible to be living through this and witnessing this. And then it's like even more surreal to actually be the tip of the spear in the information war against it, knowing they have the long guns out for us. And, you know, someday, hopefully, if we can be victorious and we can get these people off of our necks, you know, maybe we'll tell the stories of everything that happens around here behind the scenes that you wouldn't even believe. But we live to fight another day. Thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com.
But you live to fight another day for now. Let me just say, we got breaking news coming out now. 30 women, InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. Yours truly called this months ago. 30 women have now come out and accused Cuomo of harassment. 30 women. And now Boylan, the original accuser, said that Cuomo is the most dangerous man right now, is Cuomo. And you also have 11 House Democrats who have called on Cuomo to resign. The only one of them, to her credit, the only one of them that mentioned the nursing home death scandal was AOC. None of the others mentioned that in their statements. So, hey, look, you know, AOC, maybe she's learning a thing or two for the first time in her life. And she's also working with Matt Gaetz to end the war on drugs, at least on marijuana. So good on her for those two things. I guess a commie gets it right every once in a while. But, you know, I might as well just stay on this now that I'm here. So, guys, pull it up, because this was just breaking. And I guess there was some sort of, like, group interview conducted. Guys, plug it in. Let's see if anybody's publishing any stories on this yet. 30 women accusing Cuomo. Or just find out what the latest news on Cuomo is, because I'm sure there's been something new published since I was doing my prep here for the show. But you've got 11 Democrats calling on Cuomo to resign now, Nadler amongst them, and most names you wouldn't have heard of, but Nadler and Ocasio-Cortez. And again, of the 11, Ocasio-Cortez is the only one that mentions the nursing home death scandal, the Cuomo death, the nursing home slayer, Cuomo. I mean, just the psycho. I mean, you look in that guy's eyes and it's psycho. Like, he should be, he's the American Psycho from the movie. So it's only going to get worse for him, but he says he's not going anywhere. And he's saying he's innocent of all of these charges. What happened to Believe All Women? Remember that one? Again, showing you the total fraud. Okay, so the crew is just pulling up all the latest. So we'll see when all of this comes out, but you watch. This number is going to be skyrocketing. Just watch over the next week. This number is going to be skyrocketing. So I don't know what the official number is, but I'm telling you, it's dozens, folks. It's dozens. But again, showing you the fraud of the Democrat Party. Oh, Believe All Women. Me too. Remember Kamala Harris on the stage during the presidential debates for the Democrat Party? Remember she said she believed the women that accused Joe Biden? Remember that? Boy, she dropped that act real fast. Or maybe it was a Machiavellian move by her to shoehorn her way into the vice presidency, saying, I will bring down Biden for the sexual harassment claims, or you're making me the vice president. Because everything switched after that. She came after Biden, said she believes the accusers like Tara Reid. She then dropped out of the race before a single vote was cast, and then she became Biden's vice president. So I think we know how that worked. Oh, but the claims against Cuomo, me too. He says he believes all women, but now he doesn't because they're accusing him. See how that works? And so now the Me Too movement is fractured badly. It's really dead in its tracks. Inside the Me Too scandal that's tearing Time's Up apart. Time's Up is the original group that launched the Me Too movement. So all the money they've raised, all the activism they've done has all been brought to nothing. Because it's ironic, because the whole Me Too movement was started to hurt President Trump and help the Democrat Party politically. And it turns out it's all been Democrats that have been haunted by the Me Too movement. Bill Clinton, Harvey Weinstein, Andrew Cuomo, the list goes on and on. Fairfax. So, I mean, the list goes on and on. So the Me Too movement is dead because it was started as a political weapon against Trump. Trump's out of office. It's only hurt the Democrats. So now Me Too is dead. It was never about women. It was never about survivors. It was always about politics, just like every other big lie that the Democrats and their media cohorts tell you. These people can't help themselves from lying every day. But so this is part of the Democrat policy that ends up coming back to bite them. And perhaps here are some others. See, because black Americans are getting sick of this, too. This whole critical race theory. You saw a woman in Ohio yesterday scold a school board, a black lady, scold a school board for critical race theory, making kids racist. There was a lady on Fox News last night, I forget, a black lady, but she's married to a white guy. And so their son has white skin, looks like Meghan Markle. And she says that her son gets bullied at school because he's white, but has a black mother. And so he's white because he gets bullied from he's white. Then when he's like, my mom's black, they bully him even more. So it's all Democrat policy. Black Naval Academy grad slams paternalistic white liberals demanding lower standards for elite high school. And so what have they done? Well, they have testing programs that put you into either elite learning schools, or they put you into different learning curriculums inside the schools. I remember when I went to school, it was called A-track, B-track, C-track. Basically, when you take the test before the school year, if you test the highest, you go into A-track, and then B-track and C-track, and so on. And so they found out that when they looked at the demographics of these tests, that it was mostly white people or Asians that were getting into the elite high schools and getting into the A-track classes, if you will. And so they said, this is racist. We're canceling all of it. And so I could sit here and talk about how this has destroyed higher education, but understand, black people don't like this. Like, nobody likes this. Again, it's all Democrat Party policy to virtue signal, and it actually hurts society. In fact, let me segue into that, because that was my point here. And I'll come back on this later with other news. But in the UK, stunning images are coming out on the lunch program. It's kind of like Michelle Obama's lunch program that looked like dog food. Unacceptable school meal with half raw potato slammed as Marcus Rashford shares pick. And so here's what's going on. Here's what happens when liberal policy destroys actual prosperity and actual free markets and real legitimate competition. You just destroy the morale of your entire community. You destroy the morale of your entire country. So what happens? So police become a joke. Lunch programs become a joke. Media becomes a joke because nobody cares. Everything's falling apart. It's kind of like, I forget, there was a study. I remember in college we talked about this, but basically, you know, because college students tend to be a bit sloppy. But basically it was, if you have people in a household, and I remember experiencing this when I had roommates, if you have people in a household and one of the individuals is really sloppy, but the other two are really neat, even when outnumbered, the sloppy individual ends up having more influence on the state of the household than the neat individuals. So the household ends up being dirty. Say you have five people in a household. One of them is a sloppy dirtball. It ends up, the whole house ends up becoming sloppy dirtballs because the other people that like it clean, they just can't. It's always dirty. It's always dirty. So they just give up. They just give up, and it just all falls apart. Well, this happens on the big scale, too. So when they collapse the U.S. border, when they say everything is racist, when they endure and enforce their cancel culture, eventually, all of society just gives up, just doesn't care. Oh, they're going to pass a $5 trillion stimulus and pay themselves off? Well, screw it. I'll be a criminal. I'll steal. I'll cheat. I'll lie. So the same thing happens in UK. So they destroy the UK. They destroy its culture. They destroy its police force. They're just ending it all. And so the people in the lunch program that feed the kids, they don't give a damn. Yeah, half-cooked potato, raw this, raw that. We don't care. Our entire country's falling apart. Civilization is falling apart. Eat a half-raw potato. I don't give a damn anyway.
Attention, real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you you want if you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch? We can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.